Talk Breakfast. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's reflect on a historic night at Anfield for one reason in particular, with the Liverpool Echoes LFC correspondent and editor, Andy Kelly. Morning to you, Andy.
Morning, Steve. How are you, mate?
Great, thank you. The paper's absolutely covered in young Ben Woodburn this morning. We won't forget the other lads like Ovie Ejaria as well, and Trent Alexander-Arnold. But let's start with Ben Woodburn and the night itself. Piece of Liverpool history there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think loads of people who were there last night may reflect in years to come. You know, I remember seeing the young lad Woodburn score his first goal. We very much hope that's the case, of course. And, you know, there was plenty of people off their seats in the press box last night when he, you know, drew back his right foot and volleyed that one in. And there's been so much hype already around Ben Woodburn, and you have to be careful. And we've seen the manager, of course, try to take the pressure off him, but it's difficult, as he even as he says now, to keep him under wraps. He's he's someone I first spotted, you know, playing in Kirby in a game last year, and you know, you asked the question about him, and everyone's always a little bit straight-laced because they don't want to give too much away about him. But he'd always looked like, you know, a real classy player, and of course, everything seems to come easy to him, doesn't it? And you know, there was just last night there was no worrying when he was coming on. All you could see was the smile on his face, and of course, to get a goal in front of the cop, Steve, you know, at his age. And an important goal as well at the time, you know, because it's a, you know, you're putting Liverpool into a semi-final, effectively going 2-0 up there at that stage with, you know, 10 minutes left. So fantastic night, the youngest ever scorer for Liverpool, and what a player to take the record off young Ben's from Chester over in Tatton Hall there. And of course, it was another Chester lad in Michael Owen who he's taken the record off. So there was just loads of little things like that which made it, you know, what, you know, wasn't a great game overall if you look at it in the round, but just made it that little bit extra special.
I just love the way he finished it. Just the, you know, the sheer way he lashed at the ball. You could have done it a variety of ways, but it was almost, I know people are talking about the Owen comparisons, but the way he finished that was more sort of Fowler-esque to me. It was just sort of raw power.
You know what? You must have been right. My analysis last night, exactly what I said.
Right.
Yeah. No. It was, and it was interesting. Like yesterday was 15 years since Fowler left Liverpool to go to Leeds. Obviously, two teams who were playing. So there was that was another little quirk of the game. And yeah, it was just, I mean, it's the sort of goal we'd all love to have, in the sense that, you know, it wasn't very far out. Some credit to Wijnaldum for a nice little layoff. Mm. But there it is. It's sat up a treat. But he's got to get some elevation on it, hasn't he? Because the defender's sliding across. If he just puts that, you know, side foot in, it's getting blocked by the defender. The keeper's coming across, so it's welly right into the top of the cop net. And the sheer, he's even got a brilliant celebration, hasn't he? Because, you know, that sheer joy on his face as he ran off was just, you know, it was magnificent to be there to share. It was a real magic moment, I thought. And, it, you know, for all that Jurgen Klopp said afterwards, oh, I think I could probably have scored it, I think it was actually, there was a little bit more to do than, you know, initially it looked like. But, you know, credit to the lad. You know, he'd got 2 minutes on Saturday, hadn't he? And then obviously, you know, a bit over 20 minutes last night, and it was classic Woodburn, really. We hadn't seen a lot of him in the game. He'd just done things neat and tidy, and then when the moment came, he was in the right place at the right time. And that's been the thing with him as he's come through the age groups. You know, he doesn't have massive physical attributes that you would point to. He's, you know, he's not massively quick. He's quick enough, but he's not massively quick. He doesn't have huge size. You can see from him that he's still a very slight lad. It'll be interesting to see if he grows anymore. But you know, everything about him is about movement and being in the right place at the right time and having, you know, good skills and you know, very tidy on the ball. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what Jurgen Klopp decides to do with him for the rest of the season.
Where his development goes. I've seen you down the academy a lot, as you mentioned, so you cover a lot of the under-23s, the under-18s. So we have seen him in his development. But I always think with watching those sorts of games of football, it's very hard to determine who is actually good enough to break through. So I suppose if you went back to pre-season when Ben scored, was it Wigan where he did that sort of, yeah, that Owen-type goal?
Yes, and where he just, where he sort of like went away and just finished it as if he was just out for a stroll in the park, didn't
That's
he?
The
and,
one. That's the
and,
one.
Yeah, and everyone, and that threw loads of social media comparisons with Owen. And the difference for me is all about pace. I mean, we all remember how quick Michael Owen was. And as I say, Ben Woodburn's, you know, not in any way slow, but his game isn't dependent on speed, if you like. So that can be a problem in the sense that Owen ran away from people for a lot of his goals, didn't he? And off you went. Woodburn's got to get his goals in a slightly different way. But, you know, he scores all types of goals. I think, I'm not sure if you, I think you might have been doing LFC TV when he did, scored that marvellous goal in January against Cardiff in the Youth Cup. Adam Phillips' ball, and he takes it on his chest and chips the keeper from about 20 yards. But he also scores, and these are the goals I love, those little 2 and 3 yard tap-ins where you're just in the right place and you just get them. He'd obviously been playing well alongside Danny Ings early in the season for the 23s and playing sort of wide left in the front three, which is where he came on last night. But we've seen him all across the front line. You know, he's really versatile. And I remember speaking to Neil Critchley, who was his coach in the under-18s last season, and he was saying, we still don't know what Ben's best position is. And that was only after 2 games. And that was because, you know, you're already asking about him because he looks a little bit of a player. Critch said to me at the time, he said, look, just think about, he wasn't making comparisons here, but he said, think about Coutinho in the first team, very versatile, can play in loads of different areas, and that's where we think Ben is at the moment in terms of his versatility. So even he said, we'll just have to go wait and see as to where he turns up position-wise.
Soprano's written a piece today in The Echo talking about, let's take the pressure off Ben. So these are the quotes from Jurgen Klopp last night. And he's trying to treat the situation delicately, isn't he? But Ben's the one who's going to get all the attention. He's not having to say that about Trent Alexander-Arnold, but he knows that Ben's going to have the majority of attention placed on his shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. And they left the pitch arm in arm last night and with Ovie Ejaria not far behind them, and they were greeted at the entrance of the tunnel at Anfield by Jordan Henderson, obviously the club captain there, you know, giving his support to the three young lads. I think he used his programme notes to talk about Ben and his qualities as well. Trent Alexander-Arnold, it was another superb performance last night. I mean, he had more influence on the game. I mean, he obviously played the full game for a start. And he to a certain extent, he was more influential in the game than Woodburn. Obviously, a superb cross for that crucial opening goal when, you know, Liverpool were in danger of going out of the competition. You know, Leeds were having their chances, and he did some great breaks down the right hand side. He just looks. I mean, I think I put in my analysis in The Echo that he's to the manner born, because, you know, he's one of those players who arrives and instantly look like they're good enough. They look like they're happy to be there, and that's so important, isn't it? So you get young players who come onto the pitch, and the first thing they want to do when they get the ball is give it to somebody else. You know what I mean? He's happy to hold the ball, wait for the right moment to play a pass, and of course he's that ability to get forward, and that's born out of a player who, as you know, played a lot of his development centre midfield. Also played on the right of a front three, and in the last sort of 12 months has been converted into a right back, and he's just marauds forward with a fantastic energy about him, and I think he is obviously, you know, a year further on than Ben in age to a certain extent and in development, because I think Trent looks more of a first team player already. You could imagine he's probably second choice right back at the club, Steve, as far as, you know.
I think he is, without a shadow of a doubt, isn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a little harsh on the likes of, say, Conor Randall, who came in and did well and is older, obviously, and came in last week. But no, if anything happens to Nathaniel Klein, and touch wood, everybody, you know, he's fantastically durable, Klein, isn't he? He doesn't tend to get injured. But if anything did happen, Trent Alexander-Arnold is now our, you know, our replacement for him, and that's incredible, really, for a lad who was, you know, under 18s captain, you know, 18 months ago, and and still, you know, a sort of leggy teenager, but he's really strengthened up, in particular from last season to this. You noticed it in pre-season, how he's starting to grow into his body, if you like, which you do at that age as a player. And I still think there's a little bit more of that to come from Ben Woodburn at his age. Obviously, you know, 17 years and 45 days, was it? He was yesterday when he scored that goal. And it's fantastically exciting. But, you know, I expect if of either of those two, you'd see more of Alexander-Arnold this year, perhaps, than you'll see of Ben Woodburn.
Yeah, I think that's a fair enough assessment. Bring on Hull City in the semi-finals. That'd suit Liverpool nicely, wouldn't it?
Well, I was just talking to the lads in the press room after last night, and we were all thinking, I mean, to be honest, I'd be pretty confident. Someone needs to remind Jurgen it's two legs, don't they, as well, because that came as a shock to him last year. But I suppose your worst-case scenario tonight is that you'll have United and Arsenal go through, and that's a nice-looking last four, isn't it? United, obviously, we've seen them come to Anfield and frustrate regularly. Arsenal, of course, you know, the last time they lost it was to Liverpool, so you suspect they wouldn't want to get us in the hat. And I still fancy Liverpool against them over two legs. I have to say, I'd probably fancy us against anyone over two legs. Hull, of course, haven't been and been on the end of a sort of six-goal maul, and I think everyone would be very relaxed if they came out of the hat. But you suspect it won't happen that way, Steve. I can see another massive game. Yeah. But we shouldn't. I mean, we shouldn't anticipate, because both of those clubs have got West Ham and Southampton to get past tonight, and you know, we know both of those clubs can cause an upset on the night.
Andy, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Brilliant stuff in the Echo today. If anyone wants the full analysis and the full lowdown on Ben Woodburn, grab a copy of the Echo today.
Cheers,
feel the burn. Speak to you soon, Andy. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.